This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move markets on Thursday, that is 12th of December. Indian market witnessed a late recovery in the second half of the trading session on Wednesday, which pushed BSE Sensex higher by nearly 200 points, while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,900 level. Let's look at the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose 172 points to 40,412, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 53 points to 11,910 on Wednesday. Sectorally, the action was seen in oil and gas, IT as well as realty space, while profit-taking was witnessed in capital goods, telecom and metal stocks. What to watch out for on Thursday? Well, after a massive 166 times subscription to its initial public offering, all eyes are now on the listing of Ujjivan Small Finance Bank scheduled on December 12. In terms of macro data, investors would watch out for industrial production data for October as well as retail inflation data for the month of November. On the global front, markets would react to the US Fed Reserve policy outcome. Extending its winning run for the sixth straight session, the rupee appreciated by 7 paise to settle at a fresh one-time high of 70.85 against the US dollar on Wednesday on the back of firm domestic equities and easing crude oil prices. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for rupees 605 crore, while the DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of rupees 239 crore, provisional data showed. Let's talk about some big news. With pressure on revenue collection, the goods and services tax rates and slabs may be raised during the GST Council meeting next week. The all-powerful GST Council, headed by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, is set to meet on December 18 in the backdrop of lower-than-expected GST collection and pending compensation to many states. As of now, there are four slabs under the GST regime, 5, 12, 18, and 28%. Goods and services under the 28% category also attract cess over and above the rate, which ranges between 1 and 25%. A group of officers from the center and states, which met on Tuesday to finalize recommendations for rate rationalization, is said to have considered various options, including rising rates from 5% to 8% and 12% to 15%, sources said. Now let's take a look what technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. It bounced back after breaching Tuesday's intraday low of 11,844, which is a positive sign. But it is too early to conclude that we have made a bottom. If the index sustains above 11,832, then the bullish momentum will strengthen and could open room for the index to touch 12,083 level. A breach of 11,832 could take the index towards 11,750 level. Positional traders can make use of any dip in next session between 11,890 and 11,870 to create fresh long positions with a stop below 11,832 and look for a target of 12,000, suggest experts. Three levels to watch out for on Thursday are 11,832, 11,923 and 12,083. Maximum call open interest were seen at 12,000 followed by 12,200. Maximum put open interest were seen at 11,500 followed by 12,000. Let's talk about some stocks in news. Private sector bank Axis Bank is evaluating the acquisition route to scale up microfinance books, while its rivals such as Kotak Mahindra Bank and IndusInd Bank have already taken strides in this segment. Non-banking lender L&T Finance is raising up to Rs. 1,500 crore through a bond sale, the proceeds of which will be used for an on-lending and refinancing of existing debt. Diversified conglomerate ITC is looking to garner up to 20% of the Rs. 7,400 crore frozen food market in India in next 3 years, with the firm expanding its offering in the category, a senior company official said on Wednesday. In order to make your day more profitable, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio and here's what they have to recommend. Divi's Laboratory is a buy call with a target price of 1,960 and stop loss of Rs. 1,746. Upside potential for this call is 7.75%. Phoenix Limited is a buy call, target is Rs. 830 and stop loss is Rs. 720. Upside potential for this call is 8.92%. Havells Limited is a sell call, target is 585, stop loss is Rs. 665 and downside possibility here is 8%. Remember, all the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
forward or a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.